Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards the mound. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Porter and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Lascano reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Ten Arche settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ten Arche. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-1 in the game. Ten Arche hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Broberg now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Garner steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hydman moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. McMullen moves to third. Garner moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Garner moves to third. North moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lizcano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Bando moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Bando scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing first base. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Tommy Sant now playing short. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Jack Hydman. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Danny Frisella now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Joshua who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington scores. One out. It's 8-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lascano strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a fly ball towards left. Rudy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rudy. Scott scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. Porter moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Athletics. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.